Where for Sydney and New South Wales, these are today's headlines from the Sunday Telegraph. A former NRL star has opened up about his $3,000 a week addiction, saying at the height of it, he walked into a path of a truck thundering along a busy road. Chris Caruana, who at the height of his career was earning $400,000 a year, sustained serious injuries but miraculously survived, and it enabled the one-time North Sydney and South Sydney glamour boy to finally kick his ice habit and begin to turn his life around. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Sunday Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. Opposition leader Peter Dutton has warned Anthony Albanese his refusal to release more detail on the Indigenous voice to Parliament is a catastrophic mistake that will doom this year's referendum to failure. In a fiery open letter laying out 15 voice questions he wants answered, the opposition leader accused the PM and Indigenous Minister Linda Burney of running a deliberate political strategy to prevent Australians from making an informed decision. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Being a pet owner and a renter can at times feel like an impossible task, having to compete for a small amount of pet-friendly properties or beg and plead a distant landlord for the chance at a furry companion. New South Wales Labor is vowing to overhaul the way pets are considered in rental properties by imposing a set of rules landlords must follow to refuse a tenant's request. And critics have been telling Russell Crowe to stay in his lane and stick with acting for years, but the Academy Award winner won't be silenced. Crowe was told the Sunday Telegraph that music is like an adrenaline shot, rock and roll is his theatre, and instead of doing a season of Shakespeare in his time off like some actors do, he plays music. Those are your headlines from the Sunday Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.